Okay, it's 4:07 in the morning, Seattle time, and I feel the need to talk for a little bit. Whether or not you listen is that's up to you. Here I am, and I guess maybe it's time for another little quiet moment with me. Last time I talked about anger and how the world could use a lot less of it. I think I'm going to expound a little bit more on that about something I've been thinking about in the last few days and really taking the time out to look at. It's no surprise that in the last few years, angry reviewing and really, really spiteful reviewing has been a bit of the norm. There have been things where we see people just swear themselves inside out, curse and rant and rave, and that's basically their shtick. They tear things apart and don't even say what's good about them. A lot of people quote Yahtzee Ben Crowshaw as being the person who started this. And they'd be right, except that every now and then he actually does do a good review. And really, he's not ranting for the sake of being angry. He's actually calling the game like he sees it. And he's actually very, very right. I've played a few of the games he reviewed, and pretty much everything he said was legit. And the thing that was is that he actually agreed that there were some games that are really, really good buried within, and I subscribe to his belief that you can't buy into hype. But due to him and a bunch of other things, it looks like it is, media sensationalism going for the bad thing over the good, you'll see the news stories will immediately go for three heads were found in an elevator shaft, as opposed to local boy saves a puppy from, dying or something like that. Well, no one cares about the puppy. Let's see the three heads in the elevator shaft. That's sensationalism in itself. Excuse me. And you see that these days. You see a lot of that. That guy with the glasses definitely has gone sensationalist, and a lot of his reviewers are basically the same way. I know people know some of the more famous ones would be the Spoonie one and the AVGN, things along that line. And everyone wants to be these guys because, well, they make money hand over fist. But the thing is that why? Why would you want to be so angry? And even then, is it really that what you wanted? Is that what you want it to define you? That when people look back, when you look back at your life 5 years from now, and you look at yourself and go, God, is this what I was? I mean, some of these people are going to look back at the videos that they've crafted and see that all they ever did was just spout vehemence. It's why I don't really believe in anything that the Amazing Atheist says. I think he has points. I just wish he would be pointed about them when the man actually sits down and instead of, raging his way through a review of anything that he does, talk about anything, he's actually quite profound. But when he lets his anger get a hold of him on things, it just starts to get really, really tedious and annoying, and it just bogs down. Another example would be the Retsupray guys. If you've ever seen them on YouTube, they make fun of people who Let's Play, do Let's Play videos, and do really, really bad Let's Play videos. And that's all well and good because I suppose it's funny to make fun of people who do things wrong, but at the end of the day, is that all that's ever going to define you? Not to mention the fact that these guys do Let's Plays of their own, and as it turns out, they're pretty freaking bad at their games too. But I guess not all hope is lost. My little story is not a personal story today. It's just something I found through digging through some stuff. There's a reviewer who quotes himself as being called Angry Joe, and he's so angry. He's a reviewer who's so angry with his anger, and he's anger, anger, anger. Yeah. I really don't believe anything that he says because half the time he's just being angry for the sake of anger, and half of his points just kind of come off as shallow, if nothing else. About a year ago, I believe it was, he got invited to the Spike VGA Awards, I think they were, where, you know, they give out games based on voting or whatever. I think it's supposed to be the video game Oscars, but I wouldn't know. He went there with this explicit designs to review, or excuse me, interview a guy who has been in the business of making video games and being in the industry for 20 years. And it made me quite laugh, because when Joe got there, you could see in his eyes he wanted to just rant and rave and anger and roar at this guy. And the guy had been doing it for 20 years, immediately turned around, railroaded angry Joe, and basically made him look like the rookie that he is. Wouldn't let him get, Joe tried focusing on the bad points, and the guy turned it around and focused on some good things and said, well, why are you focusing on this? There's other things that we could be talking about. Let's look to the future instead of, you know, hemorrhaging on the past. And that's kind of the point, is like, why are people so, why do we need to be so angry about the past when there's a lot more brighter things to look forward to in the future? Sure, our country isn't doing very well, but I would think that if you want to try to improve your own little part of it, why be so angry? Again, I know this is just rambling thoughts, and it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but, you know, you have to think about it. Take a second and step back and realize how much of your life is really spent being angry. And is that number big? Because if it is, how much of your life are you willing to look back on and say, I didn't like something? Everyone gets annoyed, but being angry all the time, I just don't know if that's a good way to live. It might be worth it just to, you know, if you want to talk about something, talk about it, but you don't have to be angry. We don't have to be. We weren't designed to be angry. We were kind of designed to find the good things in life. Maybe we ought to do that. I don't know. Maybe it might help. In any case, it's just my thoughts for today, and thank you for taking a few minutes out to share them with me. So, this has been a quiet moment, and we'll see you later.